Hello, and welcome to Feather and Foundation. This is Amber Campbell, and this is the place where we celebrate positivity, possibilities, joy, beauty, and creativity. And if you just found us, yay, we're glad that you're here. Thanks for checking us out. And if you are a regular, you're known as the flock, and I love the flock, and I just love when I discover new people in the flock. When they're there, I get calls, I get texts, I get comments like, hey, I listened, I'm part of the flock, and it just makes my heart sing. So thank you, flock, for your faithfulness, your encouragement, and it means the world. And so my intention with this podcast is that it helps inspire you to bring your light and love in this world, because we sure do need it. We need lots of superheroes, the flock, to be flying about, shining the light, and spreading love and kindness and compassion out there in this world. So thank you. And I know you have lots of choices out there, and I know your time is limited. So with a very grateful heart, I'm appreciative that you take time to listen and that you share it with others, because we are nationwide and global, and we are reaching lots of people in lots of interesting places. So thanks for sharing that. So each episode, we talk about a wow word, a wow episode, a word of the week. And I always do a quick recap on the previous episode just to kind of tie it together. And that way it's a reminder to, oh yeah, I did hear that. Or, oh, I got to go check that out. So be sure to check it out. And the last episode was magnify. And I talk about how the wow words, I like for them to kind of be organic, that they kind of find me, and that's what I talk about. And this one was really a dichotomy, because it was from VBS, and that was our theme was magnify, and talking about like all the good stuff of magnifying that. But then at the same time, I was kind of going through a struggle place, and I kind of was magnifying that. And so, you know, we've often in life, when we have those hard times and those seasons, we tend to focus on the messy, and we kind of play it over and over, and then it just builds energy and gets bigger. And so I always said, you know, what if we can flip that? What if instead of the messy, we focus more on, or like, can you believe she said this, or he did this, or you know how we all are, right? What if we've magnified the good? What if we magnified the blessings? And yes, the challenges and the messy is still going to be there, but we don't have to give it as much time or attention or power in that direction, for sure. So I hope that you grabbed your magnifying glass and you walked out your door and you used it to see the good in the world, to magnify the good in people and the situations. And if you haven't, go ahead and grab them. It's not too late. That's the good news. All right, are you ready for this week's wow word? All right, our wow word. I always feel like we should have like a drum solo or something really cool, right? Anyways, here's our wow word for this episode is miracles. Miracle. Miracle, miracles. And the definition is, let me give that to you, because I do that every episode that we talk about our wow word. It's a surprising or a welcome event that is not explicable by nature or scientific laws, therefore considered to be a work of the divine agency. Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe in miracles? Do you experience miracles? If you answered no to either of those, I hope by the end of this podcast, that answer will change for the good, and you will say, oh, wait a minute, yes, 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 yes. I have a beautiful leather sign in my kitchen that I got from one of my favorite places, from the Silos in Waco. That's the Chip and Joanna, for those of you that are HGTV fans, and now they have their own Magnolia Network. And I call that place, the Silos, the mothership, because I like to go there and I feel like it's the mothership calling me in. And I had bought this years ago there, and it's just a leather sign. It's all leather, and it's etched in it, and it said, and I have it in my kitchen, and it says, expect miracles. Expect miracles. And I love that, because it just is such a great reminder that every time I'm in the kitchen, it reminds me to look and see and expect miracles. Isn't that a kind of cool way to live, expecting miracles every day? I think so many people are a little cynical and a little burned out, to be honest. They're just overwhelmed. And fair enough, I get it. It's just crazy. But they don't look for the miracles and they don't expect the miracles. So how great that we can find that. And, you know, and I think sometimes people think that miracles have to be like the really, really big things, like a virgin birth, which is indeed was a miracle. But I think what I found is a lot of times, because those miracles can be really big and awesome, but I think a lot of times it's when it's in those quiet moments that it dims out the noise that you discover the miracles. And if you happen to have children, you are reminded of the miracles that they are. And when you think about the whole entire process, and you know, this word kind of bubbled up because we just recently welcomed grandbaby number 3 to our family just about a week and a half ago. And of course, I am not getting enough baby snuggles in, that's for sure. And you know, as I hold him and I just look, I check him out, I'm looking at everything, and I'm looking at his nose, I'm looking at his hair, his ears, I'm looking at his little funny little toes and feet, and I look at his legs, and I look at his fingers. I mean, I'm just checking them all out, and it's just amazing that I'm just looking at all over the place. And you know, I look and marvel how tiny he is, and in reality he's a big boy. He was 8-9 when he was born, so he's not really tiny. He's tiny compared to, in you know, comparative, but weighing in, he's not a tiny boy. And I just marvel, and I love when I'm holding him and he sleeps. He likes to sleep a lot right now. That seems to be his favorite activity. And he just, I'm listening to his little breath and the little squeaky sounds that he makes. And then like he'll have a labored breath, like a little sigh that comes out. And so I am just in awe of this tiny little miracle. And I especially am because our family is absolutely grateful for science. Because our daughter and our son-in-law had their first baby 10 years ago, and that was our adorable first grandbaby, who's a wonderful young man at 10 now, and a young boy. And then they struggled to conceive for many years, and they turned to doctors and science. And that's when our family learned about secondary infertility. And it was something that I had never heard about or knew about. I was, I guess, naive enough to think that I heard of infertility, and I knew that if sometimes families couldn't, you know, seem to have babies, but I didn't know that you could have a baby and then you can't have a baby. So that was something very new to me and my husband as we were walking through this with our daughter and our son-in-law. And, you know, the test, many, many tests that they took, all the tests revealed nothing. They revealed nothing as far as what was the, I don't want to say problem, but what it was and why couldn't they. And so they started the journey of IUI and IVF. And it was many years, it was many tears, it was heartbreak, it was financially hard, and there were losses in all of that. And one of their eggs stuck in 2020, and we were blessed with our sweet granddaughter in 2021. And that's 5.5 years after her brother was born. And then this Christmas time, we got the best Christmas of all, in that my daughter had a picture of my grandson, my granddaughter, and they're holding a little onesie that said coming in August. And so we welcome our sweet little miracle, and it was their last egg that just joined our family, and that's 4 years after his sister's arrival. So it is a miracle to me of both all the processes of how my sweet grandchildren got to be here. And I'm so great, and I'm so proud of my daughter in her transparency and sharing her story and her message. She loves to educate people. Like, don't say to somebody, oh, when are you gonna get a little brother or sister for their sibling? You know, you have no idea what people are journeying through and walking through. So to ask somebody or make that comment you have no idea. So she does a great job of teaching people how to be more compassionate around that situation, and she's very transparent. And my son-in-law and her have both counseled couples and talked with them, and could connect with them, encourage them, and give them hope in sharing their stories and message. And so we have taped the there's an episode called Bravery here at Feather and Foundation from probably, I think, season one, and it's called Bravery, and Brianne is my guest, and we talk a lot about the infertility journey and what that looked like. And it was definitely before this baby, but it was after Woodland. So check that out. If you haven't found that one, check it out. It's Bravery on Feather and Foundation. And for those of you that are listening, if you are going through this currently, if you have family members that are walking through this, or you have friends that are walking through this, and you would like someone to just talk with them or to be their cheerleader, just type baby dust in the comment, and I'll be sure to connect you and Brianne together. And so you can, just have a resource and ask questions about the process. And you know, she loves to share the story. So baby dust in comments and we'll make the connection, okay? I love it. See, you just never know with our podcast. We try to do good in lots of good ways. And so today, as I was getting ready to go for my daily baby snuggles, and yes, it's pretty much daily because, you know, I just have to look at all those little toes and touch his hair and all, you know, as I was getting ready to leave, I happened to look out my back door, and all of a sudden I saw a hummingbird at my Rose of Sharon bush. And they're there sometimes, but I haven't seen any this summer yet. And, you know, they move so quick and they're so little. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And I was trying to grab my camera, but I didn't want to startle it. It moved too quickly to startle it so it would fly away. And so I'm trying to snap pictures of this little hummingbird, and it's kind of dipping its beak into the nectar of the flower. And then next thing you know, it kind of flies from the Rose of Sharon, and it's almost like it was in slow motion, like it was suspended in midair, that it comes right outside of my window, outside the window I was at. And it's just kind of like there, suspended in midair. Of course, the wings are flapping like Mach 90, right? But it's like turning one way. It was almost like it was a photo shoot. It knew it was having a photo shoot. It turned one way, it turned another way, it showed me its belly, and its little wings are flapping like crazy. And it was amazing. And I got so many good pictures on my phone, but I got pictures in my heart. And you know what? That was a miracle on my day today. The other week, my daughter and I took the grandkids, I took the grandkids and my very pregnant daughter to a water park to cool off in the summer heat. There's another awesome story that's attached to this visit. The water park proved to have some really good stories to share with you all. That story is one you have to come back for. All right. I'm not going to share it here today. Because we're sticking with the episode of miracles, and that one doesn't fit into it. So that way you've got to come back. So how about that? So come back. You'll have something to look forward to is the story of that. And so we were sitting down to eat at the little snack area, having pizza before swimming. And, you know, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden we could hear this crying going on. And we're like, oh no. Of course, we're looking, and we suddenly see this little girl walking, and she's holding her head, like her ear in her head, and she's just crying. And she's like 7 to 9-ish. But she's crying, so that's not funny. But what struck me was her three little friends are arm in arm, lockstep with her. Like they are in a long chain walking foot for foot as she's crying, and they're hurrying, walking her along, like arm in arm, locked up, walking over to the lifeguard stand. And my first thought was like, oh my gosh, I hope she didn't hit her head on the cement. You know, that's not good. And so I was worried about that. And then the next thought that really struck me was, everybody should have friends like that. Everybody should have friends like that. And it made me think of the parable of the paralytic man and the faith of his friends, that they dropped this man down on a mat from the roof down to Jesus inside the house so Jesus could heal the man. And Jesus says, because of the faith of your friends. And I'm like, wow, we should all be blessed to have that kind of faith-filled friends and faithful friends. So they took her to the lifeguards, and then the lifeguards took her, you know, into area to, you know, check her out. And so we're finishing our lunch because now we're ready to go. The lazy river's calling us. The splash pads are calling us. I mean, there is some fun to be had today. And so we're out enjoying our day. And we're there for many, many hours just having a good time. And a little bit later, I got out and I was walking on the, you know, the deck, and I see this little girl that was hurt. And I noticed there's no bandages, her head's not wrapped. So I was like, ooh, that's a good sign. And I said to her, are you okay? And I know I'm a stranger to her, and I know she's been told not to talk to strangers. So I ask it again, which, hello, I know that. But I said, is your ear okay? And that was the mom side of me coming out to make sure she was okay. And she's realized I was talking to her, and she said, oh, it was my head, and yes, I'm okay. And then off she goes. So I was like, phew, good report, you know, because she was on a field trip with a little class for the day. And I just, you know, I was like, I'm glad she's okay. But the image of her with her friends, her friends going to get her help, taking her to go get help, just put such a smile on my heart. And truly, a miracle that she was fine, that she didn't hit her head on the edge of the pool. And, you know, she had a great rest of her day, which was awesome. So I later, when I got home, I posted the other story on my Facebook. And I know I'm building suspense for you. I want to do that because I want you to tune into future episodes. And I promise you, it's a good one. You will love it, and you will laugh. I got a lot of comments on it. I got a lot of likes, a lot of reactions from people. See, I told you it was good. I'm not just making it up. This is true. It's feedback. But again, it's for another episode. So stay tuned. Grab the popcorn, and I'll give you a popcorn warning, okay? But one of the commenters was someone that's an acquaintance, and I hadn't seen her in a very, very long time, a long, long, long time. And she mentioned that her daughter was there, and she said that she heard the story that I'm not telling you yet from her daughter, but she said it wasn't in all the vivid details, which, of course, if you know me, I love to tell stories, and I love to add, you know, wonderful colors and sensory, so you experience it with me again and again. And then it hit me. I private messaged her, and I said, did your daughter hit her head today? And she replied back, yes. It was her daughter, was the little girl that got hurt. Now, the crazy thing is they had come to my house, and this little girl was about a year old, and I hadn't seen her since she was a baby. And here is this invisible string, and yes, I am shouting out to you Swifties, right? The invisible string. And by the way, I love that song. That here was that invisible string that was there at the water park on a hot summer day. That is a miracle. We just got back from the beach about a week ago, where it was beach baby, or baby came while we were at the beach finishing up. There you go. And we got to greet grandbaby, but we had the other older kids with us. And you know, I am a summer beach girl. And you know that because I tell you every chance I can tell you from the countless ways I tell you, I love summer. I love the beach. And I just feel so grounded at the beach. I love God's majesty at the ocean. You know, when you think of the sand, and I love sand. I know some people hate sand. I am a lover of sand. And each tiny little grain of sand, a speck that makes a beach. Then the powerful ebb of the tides flowing in and flowing out, and they come crashing in with such a deafening sound. I mean, you hear the seagulls. You smell the ocean air, the salt in the air. You watch the dolphin parade, and even more interesting, the people parade is even pretty interesting too, to be honest, right? You get to see God's miracles on display every day. I love that. Here's a great story. A couple years ago, my husband and I, we rent bikes every time we go to the beach, and so we do all kinds of bike rides down there, and I love it. It's just a scenic tour, and I have so much fun. But we were riding a bike, and we had just left the bike shop, and we were kind of going back to our house, and all of a sudden, I see him do like a circle, and he's circling back around to some people that were kind of, we passed, and he had seen a guy's shirt, is what made him circle around, which is kind of interesting because that would be more in line with my personality, that I'm going to stop and have a conversation about somebody's shirt more so than my husband, who's an introvert. But it was a local high school football team where we grew up, and my husband played sports, and so that was enough of a pull to get him to circle around. Well, I just kept pedaling because we're going back to the house, so I was just pedaling back to the house. And he was gone for quite a while, and when he finally got there, he started sharing that, you know, he started talking to the guy and, you know, oh, hey, the championship team, and having a conversation. Oh, yeah, I grew up there. Oh, well, what year did you graduate? Oh, school, you know, all of the things. And where do you live now? And having that conversation. And next thing you know, they discovered they were cousins. They were like second cousins to each other, right? And we were like 5 hours away from where we grew up. We are 4 hours away from where we currently live. I mean, that is a miracle. Yes, absolutely. Now, I do want you to know that I fully, fully, fully recognize that I'm certainly not the manifester of miracles. That's God's job. But if I pay attention, if I have awareness and I have gratitude, I certainly can benefit from them. So I'll ask you again, when did you see your last miracle? When did you experience a miracle? Was it a job interview? Was it a connection that you made with somebody that led you to something great? Was it being late and you missed the big car accident up ahead? Was it something great that came upon you or came your way? Was it an answered prayer after spending much time in the waiting? Was it a clean bill of health? Was it a place that you get to come home to and call it home? Or is it people that you get to look around and call them friends and family? Is it finding a feather? Oh, that's mine. But you know what? I've got a lot of people that notice feathers now because I talk about it, right? Psalms 91:4. Right? And my granddaughter the other day on the front porch, she said, she calls me Gigi. I'm supposed to be Glammy, but she kind of renamed me. So she said Gigi. And she said, Gigi. She said, look. And there was a little feather, a little tiny feather caught in a spider's web on the front porch. Now, there's lots of miracles with that, right? Absolutely. Do you expect miracles? Do you welcome them? Do you greet them with gratitude and thanksgiving? And did you know that your smile, your heart, your care, and your compassion and kindness could be someone else's miracle? I hope you take a moment today to recognize the miracle that you are. I'm looking right at you. I see you. Thanks for listening. I see you. You are a miracle. Think about that. You are uniquely and wonderfully made, one of a kind. I mean, a designer for sure, right? Handcrafted designer, one of a kind. There's no one else like you. No one else that looks exactly like you. Oh, there's doppelgangers, but they don't look exactly like you. They don't think like you. They don't have your heart, your interests, your hobbies. They don't have your gifts and your talents. That's pretty awesome when you think about that. So just take a moment and celebrate the miracle that you are. That's pretty awesome. You could probably spend all day or more celebrating you. I love that. You know, I've heard it said that what you are is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift to God. Go out and be a miracle for somebody today, and then make sure you open up your eyes and your mind and your heart to be the miracle, to receive those miracles that come to you, that are all around you, and maybe you never noticed them because you weren't aware of them and you weren't expecting them. Expect miracles. And plan to join us at the next Feather and Foundation episode.